All right, is that, that is it? We're going to move on. Number 23, camping, visitation, and our revenue report. Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Rowling. Glad to hear my name not brought up in that discussion about the next Sasquatch State Park System. Gladly let others do that duty. But thank you. In your booklet, about page 90, is the Parks Camping and Visitation Revenue Reports through February. Typically not a lot going on in state parks, especially in winter like this in February, but as you can see, the parks are open, and we do get people that get out there and camping. There are some camping numbers out there, and we do try to keep our campgrounds open in the winter, and there's some brave souls that go out there every year and do it no matter what nature brings there. So you do see a few numbers out there, people getting out in campgrounds. Some of those camping numbers do include our cabins and lodges that are available during the winter as well. So they do provide a really nice little getaway and a little different alternative for things to do during the winter time there. So we do see a little bit of camping use there. But on the next page, we'll get into the visitation of all our state parks and recreation areas there. Again, in February, the numbers aren't big. And with smaller numbers, you can see bigger swings in percentages from one year to the next. And obviously, with a winter like this, no surprise that some areas kind of fall in that category where we try to provide access, but have to surrender, and sometimes just too difficult to keep access to some of those areas. But we do prioritize and identify a lot of key areas that we try to maintain access, even through winters like this, so people can get out there and enjoy the parks as much as they can. They can get on the water and get access for ice fishing and do other activities there. So like I say, you'll see some kind of wild swings. Some parks are way up 50-100%, some are way down, but one that kind of like jumps out at you there is like Lake Thompson. Visitation through February is up 328%, which is a real number. That's a lot of folks are getting out to Lake Thompson and doing some ice fishing, and that park gets used very heavily in a month like February. So those numbers are comparable to a summer type number there. So yeah, folks are getting out and using those parks and getting visiting where they can, even in a winter like this. Then on the third page is our revenue report there. And as April said a little bit there, some of the promotion efforts there are getting people out there and thinking about getting the park stickers a little bit ahead of time. And so that's been effective, increasing our park sticker sales a little bit there. But the one unique thing about February is that when it gets to be about the third week of February, that marks the 90-day window when people can start making their reservations for arrivals that start in about the third week of May. So we start seeing those reservations come in, and as Keith and others indicated there, and Scott, that we could. That's kind of the busy season for the reservation system kickoff there, and so far everything looked like it went well, and the reservation system's working well, and people are getting out there making their reservations already. So it's like it's a week or two worth of reservations that show up on this revenue report, and it does indicate that our numbers are down a little bit, 6% there, but I say that's 1 or 2 weeks worth of camping, and we hope a little sunshine, a little good weather will start sparking people's interest and getting out in the parks, and those reservations will really start taking off here in the month of March as well there. So as far as what's on the books this year, I'm starting to kind of look ahead as far as our reservations for this coming year. As of March 1st, we have about 66,000 camping units reserved for the coming season there, which is about 17% of our total camping use for the year. So a big chunk of that's on the books already. About 32,000 camping units for Custer State Park are on the books already for this year, so that's about half of their typical numbers for a given year. So people are getting out there, they're making their reservations, and thinking about summer, and we're looking forward to having them. So be glad to answer any questions on anything that's been going on through February here.
Any questions for Al?
Secretary.
Yeah, I'll put a question on boat slips. Can you just explain to the commission
why we haven't collected any boat slip fees for Spring Creek and what our plan is up there.
Chair, great question, Secretary Roland. Right now, the one category there on there for revenue that says boat slips, that is in regards to the Spring Creek Marina that's up here north of Pier here, where the department manages that marina there. We have decided with the low water levels currently on Lake Oahe to not collect any boat slip contracts for that marina this year until we kind of get a clearer picture of what the Missouri River runoff situation looks like here coming here. We'll likely give an update to the commission here in the next month or two once kind of the snowpack and the runoff figures are for Lake Oahe is in specific, but I did kind of listen to a little bit of the Corps of Engineers update yesterday, and not looking bad, but not looking great either. You know, obviously we've getting a lot of snow throughout the plains here. There's, you know, average snowpack in probably the mountain, at least the upper rocky portion of the mountain, snowpack there. A lot of the above normal snowpack is occurring in the southern Rockies and the Utah and Colorado areas there, but that doesn't really affect the Missouri River. So we're continuing to watch that. That runoff situation doesn't really come into clearer focus until like April and May. That's usually when the peak of the snowpack occurs up in the Rocky Mountains. So we're still kind of holding off, but as of right now, the Corps of Engineers is predicting the average to lower to average runoff year for the Missouri River, as some of the basin is still in drought conditions. So that will likely cause us to really evaluate that Spring Creek Marina, and you know, we'll try it as best we can, provide some services or some slips up there as best we can, but with that water level where it's at and potentially not getting much better, we're going to have to maybe rearrange some things up there. So.
Any questions? Very good, and thank you for that final information.
Thank you.